T-Mobile pressures employees to use transgender language. By Neil Monroe on November 11, 2019. The T-Mobile cell phone company is helping activist employees push the revolutionary claim that men can grab women's pronouns and identity whenever they wish. T-Mobile is launching new optional name badges for all retail employees that can include employees' personal pronouns. The telecommunications firm announced November 6. The press statement said, employees at T-Mobile and Metro by T-Mobile retail stores can choose to add any of the following options. He/him/his. She/her/hers. They/them/theirs. Ask me my pronouns. Executives are also looking for other ways to pressure employees to accept the revolutionary claim that men become women by just saying so. In addition to the new pronoun option on name badges, employees are encouraged to add pronouns to email addresses and kick off meetings by sharing pronouns. The T-Mobile benefits team also just reviewed all of the company's available options looking for gender references to make sure that options are accommodating for all employees. By encouraging employees to claim opposite sex pronouns, the company is helping the elite gender ideology activists. These activists want to erase linguistic, legal, and civic distinctions between men and women, and between girls and boys. The company policy bans speech by employees who recognize that men and women are different, complementary, and equal. For example, female T-Mobile employees will be forced to use the wrong pronouns when a male employee insists on being addressed by a feminine pronoun, such as she or her. Women who have raised concerns about the impact of gender identity ideology and legislation have been fired from their jobs, threatened, punched, feminist Megan Murphy told her audience at the Toronto Public Library on October 29. She continued, "This is unacceptable. Women have the right to speak about their sex-based rights and to discuss valid concerns about the impact of men identifying as women on their safety. By eliminating distinctions between women and men, the transgender movement is eliminating the recognition that women are defined by their female biology," Murphy said. The entire language of the trans activist movement has taken up the erasure of women in order to accommodate a tiny minority of people who would like us all to pretend that material reality doesn't exist. We are no longer women, but cis women, which means, supposedly, we are women who identify with the gender assigned to us at birth. This is insulting. I am not a woman because I identify with femininity. Femininity refers to the set of stereotypes imposed on women in a patriarchal society. I do not identify with those stereotypes. I am not passive, irrational, or over-emotional. I am not a woman because I wear makeup or high heels. My long hair does not make me a woman. If I were currently in sweatpants and sneakers, if I shaved my head and went makeupless and took up football, I'd still be a woman. The corporate support for a tiny subgroup of transgenders will undermine the recognition that women are different from men and have their own different set of legal rights, Murphy said. Over and over again, I ask those who insist that trans women are women what the word woman means. They refuse to answer. They simply say, "It's a person who identifies as a woman," which essentially means, "It's nothing at all, it is anything anyone says it is." On what basis do women's rights exist, if the word woman is meaningless? If anyone can identify in and out of femaleness on a whim? If we wish to maintain women's rights and protect women's spaces, we cannot separate women from femaleness. It is irrational and dangerous. It makes women and girls vulnerable. Beyond that, there is absolutely no reason why we can't protect the rights of individuals to step outside gender roles and to express themselves as they like, and also understand that sexual dimorphism is real, that males and females exist, and that those differences matter. T-Mobile executives adopted the gender language after being lobbied by an employee at a gay advocacy event, according to the press statement. Tiffany Matone, as inspired by a coworker who was transitioning, who did not want to be referred to as he or she. Tiffany realized that a simple addition to name tags would help this employee from being misgendered and is an easy solution to bringing up the pronoun conversation. After meeting John Fryer, T-Mobile's executive vice president of consumer markets, at a World Pride in New York City over the summer, Tiffany sent a follow-up email with an idea to add pronouns to name badges, citing wording from mypronouns.org to help her explain the importance. For a complete list of why T-Mobile is named one of the best workplaces for LGBTQ+ inclusion by the Human Rights Campaign, check out this page. Transgender facts. In general, the transgender ideology says a person's legal and civic recognition as a man or a woman is determined by their gender identity, not by their biology. The ideology also insists that men and women are more or less interchangeable, and it objects to the public's view of the two sexes as simultaneously different, complementary, and equal. The transgender advocates want to impose their ideology on Americans by establishing transgender rights laws. Those rights would require the Department of Justice to penalize individuals and groups who insist that biology determines each person's male or female status, and also shapes people's likely political, civic, and personal priorities. Polls show that the transgender ideology is deeply unpopular, especially among women and parents. In 2017, former President Barack Obama told National Public Radio, NPR, that his promotion of the transgender ideology made it easier for Donald Trump to win the presidency. Multiple polls show that most Americans reasonably wish to help and comfort people who think they are a member of the opposite sex. But those polls also show that Americans reject the transgender ideology's claim that people's legal sex is determined by their feeling of gender identity, not by biology. A UK survey shows a similar mix of sympathy for people who say they are transgender alongside lopsided opposition to the ideology. The transgender movement is diverse, so its different factions have competing goals and priorities. It includes sexual liberationists, progressives, feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes, and people who glamorize the differences between the two sexes. It includes high-profile children, people who are trying to live as members of the opposite sex, troubled teenage girls trying to flee womanhood, and people trying to detransition back to their sex. It also includes men who demand sex from lesbians, masculine autogenophiles who say they are entitled to women's rights, alpha males who insist they are the natural leaders of women, parents eager to support their children's transgender claims, wealthy donors, politicians, political professionals, revenue-seeking drug companies, surgeons, and medical service providers. Yet the gender ideology is rapidly gaining power, aided by huge donations from wealthy individuals and medical companies. In Ohio, for example, in February, a judge forced parents of a teenage girl to give up custody so she could begin a lifetime of drug treatments and surgery that would allow her to appear as a male. The progressive push to bend Americans' attitudes and their male and female civic society around the idea of gender identity has already attacked and cracked many of the popular social rules that help Americans manage the cooperation and competition among and between complementary, different, and equal men and women. These pro-gender claims have an impact on different sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and civil society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy.